Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guest today is Anna Hoke, director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce. And Anna, obviously there's one thing on everyone's mind right now in Knoxville, and it's the 51st Knoxville Nationals. Can you give our listeners a little information about what the Chamber has going on during Nationals and where you need help still?
Absolutely, yeah. We are gearing up. Well, we've been gearing up for the past few weeks, actually months. But we're really excited. The Knoxville Chamber is pleased to sponsor several events. We have the Pit Stop Pancake Feed, which runs from Wednesday, August 10th through the 13th, and that's at the Armory. There's the Benefit Softball Game on Friday, August 12th, with a celebrity softball game, and there's an auction. It's just a really fun event. There's a car show cruise on Saturday, August 13th, out at the 3M Shelter, sponsored by the 3M Club. On the Saturday, August 13th, we have the Bizarre Bazaar downtown Knoxville, and there's a lot of great vendors that are lined up for that. Homemade, handmade, crafts, artisans of all sorts will be here for that. And let's not forget the Nationals Parade, which is coming up also on Saturday the 13th, starting at 10 a.m. We've got a lot of entries, and it's always just a really fun annual event for the whole community.
All right, and you still need help with volunteering too for Nationals?
Yeah, you know, we can always use a lot of willing and able bodies. One area in particular that we still need some help is parking cars at the Youngs Park parking lot. This is a shared event between the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and the Streetscape Committee here in town. And so all the proceeds actually go to really revitalizing the downtown area. All the banners that you see that are hanging up downtown are all part of Streetscape, and monies raised from events like the Youngs Park pays for those banners. And so if that is something of value to you, call the Chamber office and we'd get you plugged in. We just have a few slots still open, but nonetheless, we could always use some support there.
So this is your first Nationals.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to the most right now?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it actually just coming and happening. You know, I've always been just a participant on the outside. I've visited, we've eaten at the Pit Stop Pancake Feed. We've obviously attended the parade and have taken in all that has to offer. But to actually kind of be in the inner workings and seeing what it takes to make it happen, I'm looking forward to just seeing it all executed and realizing what it takes. It takes a whole community to put on this event. And yeah, it's been fun to be a part of it. I'm not going to lie, it's been a little overwhelming. You know, your first few months, and this is what you're dealing with. But we're having a great time, and I'm learning a lot.
Now, with the Bizarre Bazaar and other opportunities for vending around the city, is there still vendor space available?
I believe there are still some vendor spaces available for the Bizarre Bazaar, and there's just a simple application process. You need to call into the Chamber office, and we can get you registered for that, and your fees can be paid for there. It's going to be great. We have a lot of vendors lined up, and everything from food items to handmade goods, art, jewelry. It'll be a great event.
All right, and before we move on to other items, is there anything else you wanted to say about the Nationals?
No, just that I hope people really participate this year. You know, I know sometimes it can be a headache because it's hard to get from point A to point B, but I think if the whole community just really embraces this and the people coming in and have this attitude of, you know, I'm gonna really go out of my way to welcome and to encourage people to visit and to spend their money here, it helps the whole community. And so I think if we all kind of wrap our brains around, you know, it's for a short amount of time, but the benefits to the community are huge, then I think this can be a great Nationals.
All right. Also coming up this weekend, during the 360 Nationals weekend,
yeah,
of course, is the tax-free holiday, the annual event in Iowa,
right,
where all clothing stores, all clothes are tax-free.
Right.
Where are some good places to shop in Knoxville for that event?
Right. Well, you know, I think we have some unique stores here in Knoxville. Obviously, there are first-time retailers that sell clothes like Walmart and some stores like that. However, we've got two really great clothing stores just downtown, Plush Pony and the Chic Boutique, which are secondhand. But what I love about that is that these gently used clothes, what a great way to be really mindful of our resources, that we're not just always buying new, but we're being really conscious of what we're buying and what we're using. And so I encourage people to stop downtown and check out some of these stores. I know they have great items there.
All right. And obviously very busy with nationals right now, but you guys got any long-term projects down the road that you want to talk about a little bit right now?
I mean, there's always events that are happening and projects, but I think what we're most excited about here is we kind of have this phrase, after the nationals. After the nationals, a lot of planning and preparation start to happen, and we're really looking at not necessarily restructuring the chamber, but looking at what we're doing and who we are and vision statement and mission statement. And so we're going to do a lot of kind of just internal work that way. We're going to sit down with our board and really identify who we are as a chamber, what we want to do in this community, and then plan accordingly to that. So we're going to get down to work and not just always look at the next event necessarily, but who are we as a chamber and then where we're going to go.
That was Anna Hook, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.